We continue in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. We are Shar Gimel, Perek Yud Aleph. Ve'ha'inyan kayadua bazohar shehu yidbarach ve'diburo chad. As is known from the Zohar HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his dibur and his words are one. The words that he spoke to create the world, that's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu v'diburo chad. As you find this yesod in many of the Sfarim HaKadoshim. V'chol dibur v'umamar shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ma'aseh bereshit sh'ne'emar v'yihi. Every saying of Hashem in Ma'aseh Bereshit, in the creation of the world, where it says Vayhi, Vayhi Or, Vayhi Chen, okay? 10 times, Asara Ma'amarot, it says in Ma'aseh Bereshit, that Dibur, that Vayhi, or Yehi rather, I should say, that word Yehi, Hu HaNefesh V'Chiyut Oto HaDavar SheNivra Bo, it's the life and the soul of that which was created. V'chol riber revavot haminim shebo, and it's the life of all the different kinds of that creation. Im ha-mazalot ha-memunim alehem, with the mazalot that Hashem put in charge and appointed upon them. V'ha-malachim ha-memunim alotam ha-mazalot. And the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yehi is also the life and the nefesh of the malachim which are appointed upon the mazalot, which are appointed upon the ribei revavot shel oto amin. Veshorsham veshoresh shorsham lema'ala ma'ala shebechol ha'olam. All the way up. If you remember in Perek Yud last week, we saw that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created has a chain linked, one link after another, one link after another, all the way up to the highest and most sublime worlds. And the higher world gives chiyut, gives life to the lower world. The chitzoniyut of the higher world is the pnimiyut, is the neshama of the world that is beneath it. And so on and so forth. So, it looks to our eyes that there are levels. One is higher, and then another one that's higher, and another one that's higher. It looks like there are levels. But in truth, there is one constant and common denominator between all of them. And that is that what really gives life to everything is Diburo Yitbarach, is the saying, is the speech of Hashem that created it. The word Yehi. The word Kihu Tziva. Kihu amar vayehi hu tziva vayamod. It's a pasuk that's kedait. We should be mechaven when we say that on Shabbat in the morning when we start lamnatzeh hashamayim mesaperim. So in the second mizmor in ranenu tzadikim we say kihu amar vayehi. It's a good idea when you say that pasuk. Take a look outside for a second. Take a look outside the window. Kihu amar vayehi on the day of Shabbat. On the day of Shabbat is the time when we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world out of nothing. So take a little peek outside while you say that pasuk and picture to yourself all those trees, all the buildings, the sky, the sun, the beautiful day. It's all Kihu Amar Vayehi. It's all the word of Hashem. It's nothing but the word of Hashem. Tmidi. HaMechadesh V'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid. Lo Rak B'chol Yom Ela Tmidi. Every second, it's the chiyut that comes from the word of Hashem. Umeaz vahine, umeaz vahala, od kol yeme olam. From the time of creation and onward to forever, dvaro yitbarach nitzav bahem lehairam ulekayemam kol rega. It is the dvar Hashem, it is the word of Hashem that is in the creation, to give it light and to maintain it, to give it existence, kol rega, every minute. Bechol pirte inyanehem veshinuyehem vesidur matzavam, in all the different aspects and details of each and every creation. It's the word Yehi of Hashem that began 5,780 years ago, and up until today, that word Yehi is still giving chiyut, It's a good idea sometimes. It's a good idea to look up to the sky, to look up to the heaven, and to picture the word Yehi. And to picture that three-letter word that comes from the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud and He and a Yud, and to see and to look at the sky and to picture. Leolam Hashem devarecha nitzav bashamayim. Forever and ever, it is your word, Hashem, that is standing in the Shamayim and is giving existence to the entire creation. Which word? The word Yehi. That Hashem said, let there be. He didn't say it one time and then he went to sleep. Chas v'shalom. No. Every second, Yehi, Yehi, Yehi. Nothing in this world can have any existence. This tissue box cannot have any existence if it's not for the word Yehi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'ata mechayet kulam, that you are the one that gives chiyut and life to an existence to everything. Lachen b'chol ha'eser ma'amarot lo nizkar rak shem Elokim. That's why in the entire narrative of the creation in Ma'aseh Bereshit, the name Elokim is the only name that's used. We only come to the name Yud Kei Vav Kei after the story of Sheshet Yemei Bereshit. But all throughout the first, till Vaychulu, till the end of the 7 days of creation, only the name Elokim. Why? She'oto ha-ma'amar hu ba'al ha-kochot shel oto ha-davar. Because that ma'amar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is the ba'al ha-kochot shel oto ha-davar, is the owner of all the energies and the power of that item that was created. V'chol ha-minim shebo shenivre'u bo, and all the different kinds and species that were created in it. She'hu nafsham ha-mitpashet be'pnimiyut kol pirtei chelkem. If you read carefully Patach Eliyahu, there's a sentence there that says exactly what we're saying over here. I'll read it to you. In Patach Eliyahu, which is a very important and fundamental ma'amar from the Zohar HaKadosh, from the Tikkunei HaZohar, so it says, begin the ant milegav. You are Kadosh Baruch Hu. You are in everything. It's your word that gives chiyut. And then it says like this. Milegav. After it says ve'iu karkavta ditfile. Milegav. Inside all the sfirot hakdoshot. What is the streaming energy that gives life to everything in this world? Ihu ot yud ve'ot he ve'ot va ve'ot he de'ihu orach atzilut. It's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is in everything. Ihu shak yud de'ilana bidro'oi ve'anpoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives the nourishment to the tree. The tree of tree is over here referring to all Ma'aseh Bereshit. Bidro'oi ve'anpoi. In all its branches and all its leaves. Kemaya de'ashke le'ilana. Just like water that irrigates a tree. Ve'itrabe be'ahu shakyu. And grows with that water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his dibur and his name of Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Mashke, which is Mechaye, the entire world. Shehu nafsham mitpashet bepnimiyut kol pirtei chelkem. Rak she'ata tach enenu mereot be'enei habasar ech ube'eze ofen diburo yitbarach mitpashet bahem. It's just that we, right now, ba'olam hazeh, in this world, in this physical world, we are not able to see with our physical eyes how and with which letters that particular item is surviving. Le'atid lavo, listen to this. Le'atid lavo ketiv, it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, ve'ra'u chol basar yachdav ki pi Hashem havaya diber. The day will come, ve'ra'u chol basar yachdav, that every human being will be able to see ki pi Hashem diber, to see the word of Hashem in everything. Hainu she'izdakech hasagatenu, our understanding will become so sublime, so pure, at she'nizkeh le'asig ve'lirot gam be'en habasar inyan itpashtut diburo yitbarach v'chol davar ba'olam. We will be able to see how the Dvar Hashem permeates each and every creation in this world and how it gives it life. כמו שכבר הייתה ההשגה מעין זה בעת מתן תורה. Am Yisrael, at the time of Matan Torah, had a me'en, had a miniature hasaga of this like, of what we're talking about. Dichtiv, what does it say by Matan Torah? V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. It said, and all the people were seeing the voices. Seeing the voices. What should it say? Hearing the voices. Since when do you see voices? You hear voices. Maybe you want to explain it scientifically now. Yeah, could be explained scientifically. It's also a good pshat. V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. How could you say ro'im et ha'kolot? What does that mean? So we understand that there are many pirushim here. What he's saying in primiyut, v'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. They were able to see. They had such a clarity of vision at that time that they saw the kolot, the voices of Hashem of creation. In everything, they were able to look at a chair and they saw the Dvar Hashem that's Mekayem. They say a story, but the Balatanya. I heard from a Weinberg girl about the Balatanya Zechutot Hagen Aleinu, that when he was on his deathbed, when he was about to leave the world, he called over his grandson, the Tzemach Tzedek, and he said to him, and he was a young boy, and he said to him, "Look up to the ceiling," and he said, "What do you see?" So he said, "Saba, what do I see? I see the beams. I see the ceiling." So he told him, "Well, that's not what I see. What I see is Kuf Vav Resh He, Korah, beam. Kuf Vav Resh He." In Hebrew, the Baal HaTani speaks about this in the beginning of Shara Yichud VeEmunah. The letters of the name of the item is what gives life to it. Meaning, there's no random names in Hebrew. A stone that's called Evan, it's because Aleph, Bet, Nun, in some way or shape or form, is giving the energy for the Evan to be the Evan. So everything receives its chiyut through the Dvar Hashem that comes, that is channeled through the Kavbet Otiyot, the 22 letters of the Aleph Bet. So the Baal HaTanya told his grandson, I no longer see the beam. I see the letters. It's unreal. It's unbelievable. It's almost unbelievable. You can't believe such a story, but you believe it. He reached such a level of his dakechut ha-re'iya, the purity of being able to see the Dvar Hashem. There's no difference between right now and the moment of the Bria. We have to knock that into our heads. We have to understand that. There is no absolutely no difference between the moment that Hashem said, "Let there be," etc., and right now. Because that's taking place every moment. Every moment, if a Jew is able to remember that, imagine if a Jew is able to remember that I am receiving chiyut because HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now is giving me chiyut. Well, he's at least you can say he's going to behave a little bit differently. He's going to, you know, that's something to remember from time to time. I say from time to time because, you know, maybe we're not. It's hard to, you know, all the time. It's very hard. But from time to time, if a person can remember, ki hu ama vayei. Everything is Dvar Hashem. Another good time to remember this, Rabotai, is when we say Vaychulu on Friday night. On Friday night, we say Vaychulu Hashamayim Ve'az together in the Bet Knesset, right? It's a good time before, let's say you're waiting for the Chazan to finish the Amidah so that you could start Vaychulu. What should you do at that moment? A good idea, you came tonight, you're lucky, you came to a good place tonight to hear good advice. What should a person do before Vaychulu? First of all, to be meharher b'tshuva. First of all, to have thoughts of teshuva. I want to become better. I'm sorry, Hashem, for what I did this week. If possible, have something specific in mind. If possible, have something specific that you can remember that you did throughout the week. I spoke a little bit, maybe not so nice to my wife, let's say, or I did this, I did that, I said lashon hara, or I wasn't careful with shmiratin, or whatever. Something, a person, think of something and say, Hashem, I'm sorry. Right? No, by in shul, the first time we say vaychulu together, think and say, Hashem, I'm sorry. The Gemara says, when a Jew says vaychulu Hashamayim ve'aretz on Friday night, two malachim come and they put their hands on the head of the Jew and they say, Vesar avonecha v'chatatcha techupar. It's a kapara. when we stand and we say testimony, we're saying testimony. We are testifying, like the Navi Yeshaya says, Atem Edainu Hashem, you are my witnesses, Hashem says. We are witnesses for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we stand, we say Vaychulu, Anachnu Edim. We are saying loud and clear to the world, there is a Borei Olam. And the Borei Olam, he created the world, Yesh Me'ayin, out of nothing. And the Borei Olam is Mekayem the world each and every minute. If a person has that in mind when he says Vaychulu, and he does Teshuvah, because how could a person have Kapara without Teshuvah? Even Yom Kippur, it's not so pashut, right? But that moment is a little bit of Yom Kippur. That's a moment of Yom Kippur before we say Vaychulu. Think at that moment, Ki hu amar vayehi, this bima, this wooden, beautiful bima, is nothing but the energy of the Dvar Hashem. Is nothing but the energy of the Dvar Hashem. If a person can remember that, and to say, Hashem, I'm sorry, and I'm going to try to be better, so that's a thought of Teshuvah, that's Hirhure Teshuvah, it's a powerful moment. It's a moment of Kedusha, it's a moment of Kapara. So it's very, what? To make an announcement. That spoils everything. I'm making the announcement right now. Then I'll get too caught up in the announcement and I won't be thinking about myself about what I'm saying. Announcement, you know, that the nature of announcement. But of course. But it's kedai to remember this. This is very, very important. I heard this many times from Rabbi Avigdor Milhalev.
We stand because we are witnesses.
Because we are testifying. Exactly. That's why we stand. Chazak uvaruch. That's why we stand when we say Vaychulu Hashamayim. Yeah. Some have the minhag, I think more by the Ashkenazim. Sfaradim are not makpid on this. By the Ashkenazim, if you don't have someone else to say Vaychulu with, you don't say it. You have to, let's say you finished Amidah late, so find someone to say it. We are not posek like that. We hold it's okay. You could say it on your own. But just to show you the nature of that tefillah. Ken. Ze minhag Ashkenazim. So the nature of that tefillah is we are testifying. So v'chol ha'am roim et hakolot v'hu gam ken. I'm just going to finish the paragraph. V'hu gam ken b'chlal ma'amaram sof perek elu ovrim lo ke'aolam hazeh ha'olam haba ha'olam hazeh nichtav b'yudhe v'nikra b'alef dalet aval ha'olam haba nichtav b'yudhe v'nikra b'yudhe. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, right? Sof perek elu ovrim ze v'psachim, nachon? Does it say in parentheses by you? By me? I know you didn't give the... It's in the end of the third perek of Psachim, and it says, in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is written Yudke Vavke, but do we pronounce it Yudke Vavke? No, we pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Whereas Ba'olam Haba, it's written Yudke Vavke, and we pronounce it Yudke Vavke. Why? Because the name of Hashem, Havaya Baruch Hu, represents the fact that it's all Him. There are no links. There are no levels. Elohim, which is written in Maaseh Bereshit, is talking about the way that we are able to see. We see different levels leading up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. But Havaya, the name Hashem of Yud Kei Vav Kei, reminds us that in truth, that's not true. In truth, is everything is only from Hashem. That Malach, that Mazal, that Koach, that energy is nothing without the Dvar Hashem, with the word of Hashem, Yehi. And that's why La'atid Lavo, when we will be able to see things clearly in the way we explain, it's going to be written Yudke Vavke, and we're going to actually pronounce, enunciate the name of Yudke Vavke. V'hu inyana katuv, and that's what Yeshaya says in Perek Lamed, V'lo yikanef od morecha. You hear this? V'hayu enecha ro'ot et morecha. This is a widely quoted pasuk always, when you make like a poster of pictures of Rabbanim, of Gdolei Torah, so the pasuk that people write, V'hayu enecha ro'ot et morecha, and your eyes shall see the one who teaches you. But the truth is, people, because of that poster, they don't know what the pshat of the pasuk is. It's a nice twist on the words. But that's in context. If you look in the context, in the pasuk, it's morecha is not referring to our teachers. It's referring to the real teacher, the biggest teacher of all. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hayu enecha, the day will come, it's a prophecy. It's saying the day will come, ve'lo yikanef od morecha. Your teacher, Hashem, will not yikanef, kanaf, means covered with a beged. He will not hide his face anymore. V'hayu enecha ro'ot et morecha. Your eyes are going to see Hashem. B'chvodo v'atzmo. That's what it means. What does it mean? Your eyes are going to see Hashem. We cannot see Hashem in a physical world. But the perspective of human beings at that time will be so purified that they will be able to see godliness in every single creation in this world. Ve'ayen zohar chadash yitro, k'nafayim kisuyan yitkasa Hashem mahan, ayen sham etev, kol ha'inyan. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight. I'm sorry if I elaborated a little bit too much, but we'll stop here. We'll continue Be'ezrat Hashem next time. הרי מה זה עניין של ברכה? ברוך אתה השם, אלוקינו מלך העולם, בורא פרי עץ על תפוח.
חזק ברוך.
זה להיזכר שהוא הבורא, שזה הכל דבר השם.
חזק ברוך.
אז תודה רבה. בוא נגיד קדיש אולי, יש מניין? רבי חנניה, yeah? Do we have? Yeah, we have. Yeah, רבי חנניה, no? הנה, רבי חנניה בן הקשיא אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.
יתגדל ויתקדש, שומר הבא.